identified. It's definitely flying. It's definitely a large object.
And you coming fast. I'm trying to lose. I was miles away, bro.
Why we don't got multiple choice? Bro, this is terrible. It's 18 questions? Hey, it's 18 questions, bro. That might be the worst shit ever.
Howdy, friends, and welcome back to today's episode with Painting with Club Camel. Now take your 24x16 canvas and get your color palette out. You got a beautiful Skymore blue. You got a Damian Pierce, a Jerome Ford, and a beautiful, beautiful dark brown. This is everything you need to paint the most beautiful dumpster fire you've ever seen. What is that? A young Christian McCaffrey and Patrick Mahomes? Oh yeah, that's all you need. Thank you for joining me. And keep painting out there.
Well, Bob Ross, what a pleasure to have you here on the show. I mean, just a renowned artist. You know, we like to have a little fun here. Just a quick little fun here for the North Clem Experience with your host, Brian Hall, with me as always. Andrew Sauer, say hi to the boys, Andrew.
Hello.
Nice to have you. And as you guys heard, we got a special guest, two special guests for you today. Bob Ross, a.k.a. Tyler Munessies, Tots Munessies, some known by Club Camel. What up, Ty? How are we doing?
Doing well. How are you? How are you, Ryan? Hey, Andrew. Adrian?
Doing great. And the other one with us, the winner, the championship of the league.
The coming.
For the first time, Adrian Centeno taking it away. H Jibbers, giving them out, receiving them. It's all around victories for Adrian. What up, Adrian?
What's up, boys? Glad to be back this week, you know, back to back. What's up, Tots?
Yeah.
Adrian, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Very hard fought.
Yeah, definitely a great matchup and a great championship game. And it made it a little better just because, you know, Chase played so well. No offense, Tots, that it really made him upset and thinks that he should have won the championship, much like he thought. You know, he had a $50 bid on Puka Nacua, so. But
does it bother you, Tots, at all that the highest scoring game in this fabled league was against you in the Poop Bowl?
I can't say that I'm surprised because we've been historically strong teams. We've had off years. We've dealt with injuries. We've dealt with a lot of underperformances. And given how we played each other this year and last year, I knew that it was going to be a brawl. It was going to be a fight. And I knew that one person was going to die and not come out of it. And that was me, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, and it's always tough when you get into the poop to come out clean, and you know Chase felt good, you know, 37 points from Lamar for Chase. So let's look at that matchup here a little closer, just real quick. You know, Chase even changed his name. You know, he didn't think Nick Borgi, aka Chase Conklin, was good enough, so he's now. I'm motherfucking on one, Chase Conklin.
He changed it before the game. I forget what it was. And then he changed it again after.
We got to put a restriction on that. That's too many changes back to back.
We should have a change fee.
You should have a cool down.
Yeah, you have to donate to...
10 fab.
Yeah. No, real money.
Yeah, it goes into the pot to the winner. Yeah. To the trophy. Goes to the trophy. 224 for Chase. Is that a league high?
Yes.
I think that's so.
Yeah. I think Chase posted that. So I know he's going to be very excited. And I think that's his Super Bowl. And literally the Poop Bowl. So on the other side, Tots 125. That's just a tough one. So on Tots' side, you know, Pat Mahomes only 11, CMC 13, Mixon 18. But I mean, 26 points from Jerome Ford, 15 from Browns D. Didn't put up a bad game by any stretch. You know, third lowest this week. So you would have beaten a couple people, including myself. On the other side, Chase. Lamar Jackson, Jesus Christ, 37 points. 38 points from Devontae, 42 points from CeeDee Lamb, 24 points from Najee Harris, 20 points from Bills D, and then 10 points from everyone else, basically.
24 from the kicker.
Yeah. Don't forget Buckner, 24 points. So, I mean, a lot of double digits, and to hit 42 on one player and 37 on another, I mean, Jesus, like, you know, basically 80 points from two guys. Tough to overcome.
Tots, how does it feel having this be the culmination of you picking Mahomes over Lamar?
this was the wrong season to choose Mahomes over Lamar. That's evident. But I think this matchup really came down to like a defensive slugfest. I mean, the matchups look so pure. Buffalo against New England, Cleveland versus the Jets. You knew both teams were going to put up a lot of points, but, I mean, Buffalo defense putting up 20 is just absurd. And the fact they almost lost that game, even crazier.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if they lost that game.
Nah.
Speaking of you, Zen, what do you think here? Did you look at this matchup as you watched?
I did. I actually didn't realize Chase scored this much. Holy shit! But I mean, I'm just thankful that I wasn't playing these guys this week. I would have been absolutely crushed. Yeah, it's tough. I think for some reason Chase has the top two now, highest scoring. If you were gonna rank all time high scores, I think Chase has got at least top three out of the top five.
Well, yeah, especially if Chase.
Very impressed by that statistic. Although, kind of a useless statistic, but a cool statistic nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
No, keeps it from painting. That's right.
Yeah.
And let's all right. So good matchup for Chase. Unfortunately for you, Tots. But let's go to our lowest scoring matchup of the week, aka the championship matchup. Ace Jimmers, Adrian Centeno pulling out the dub in a nail biter, coming right down to the wire. 112.92 to the pod hate me, Grayson Carter. And that pod hate is real, and it made him, you know, love to see this for him. 111.21. And it was a great game, a great championship matchup. First off, Grayson, 20 points from Josh Allen, 22 from Amon-Ra, 15 from Nico Collins, 15 from Zamir White. You know, that's pretty good all around. I mean, you'd expect more in the championship matchup, but hey, it's tough when you're getting 1.5 from Kyle Pitts, 5 from James Cook, and 2 points from the Raiders D against Indianapolis. On the other side, Centeno, you know, stuck to his guns with CJ Stroud. Maybe not the best, the worst of the three quarterbacks he had, but it didn't matter. Rashad White, 8. Breece Hall, 28. Justin Jefferson, 11. T. Higgins, 3. George Kittle, 6. Jahmyr Gibbs, 5. Trey McBride, MVP, 10.8. Bears D, 11, and then 16 points, actually. MVP, Kamir Fairbairn. But Breece Hall really is what brought you to the championship.
Well, let's not – I think we're glossing over the fact that it was basically a tie game going into that Minnesota game.
Yeah. Where
Justin Jefferson versus Ty Chandler. A New Year's Eve showdown, if you will.
Yeah, that was awesome to watch.
What were you doing on your New Year's Eve? Were you watching the game?
Sir, can you close your window, please? Thanks. Sorry, guys. Yeah, no, I mean, nerve-wracking. So to begin with, my team is playing like they played the first 2 weeks when I was 2-5. So that was haunting already with Jahmyr Gibbs not doing much, Rashad White as well. But the neck and neck going into it, and then T. Higgins plays Kansas City and goes out with a hamstring injury like the second or third play and is questionable to return. So I'm like, I'm fucked right there. That's it. It's over. He comes back in the game but doesn't have another catch. So, again, to your point, it's Justin Jefferson versus Ty Chandler, New Year's Eve evening matchup. And it was like neck and neck, like 0.6 I was down at a certain point, then I was up by 0.1. And I think what it came down to was Jefferson had like one decent 20-yard catch like towards the end of the game, and that won me the matchup right there. So extremely nerve-wracking. Could have ruined my New Year's Eve, but fortunately didn't.
Now, is there a chance? I know we have a special, a potential for an extra special guest. Were you with Tatum at the time? Could she give us a glimpse into the Adrian's antenna mindset?
Yes, I'm actually next to her in the Uber right now. Tatum, the question is, what did I look like on New Year's Eve? What were the nerves like from your perspective during my championship matchup with Grayson?
Do I talk into it? He looked absolutely psycho.
Wait,
like, he didn't want to be anywhere near him, and he was like really in a bad mood, and then all of a sudden it shifted and he was happy.
That was great.
A lot of emotional. Could have ruined the weekend. Let's just
could have ruined the year. Could have ruined everything. Could have ruined us.
Yeah, well, but glad it all worked out then. Wow, a lot was on the line.
Adrian, do you think it was karma that it went down like that for Grayson ghosting you in Indianapolis?
I think it was karma. Me in Indianapolis.
Seven differential is, and also karma for not joining the pod
the other week when we requested his.
Yeah, well, all season he's avoided the pod. The
universe. Yeah.
No matter when we reach out to him, he's avoided the pod. You know, and that's what really sucks. But you know, hey, second place is not too bad. Not as good as first.
I represent the pod. My endeavors.
Now, did everyone pay? Can we check?
Centeno, name and shame.
Name and shame. Who didn't pay? Centeno? Are you there? Maybe not.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me? I have one bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we can. Who hasn't Venmo'd? Tell us.
Who hasn't Venmo'd?
What was the question, boys?
It's a conspiracy. Who hasn't Venmo'd?
Who hasn't Venmo'd?
Tell us.
Oh, sorry. I had bad service. Okay. Actually, there are three people who haven't. I want you to try to guess.
Grayson?
Well, Grayson doesn't have to.
Grayson doesn't have to.
He gets his money back?
Yeah. And then... Borgie
actually declined and then texted me and we had some banter and then he went bad with me, so he was just fucking with me. No, not Borgie. Mm-hmm. Chase?
No.
Roach.
Roach, really.
Chase. Wow.
He's still partying from that 224-point victory.
He hasn't come through. Wow.
I'll read it, and this is a quote for Chase. Chase says, he texted me soon after saying, "Let me settle my affairs with Hall and whoever was supposed to pay for engravings, then I'll pay.
I told him to Venmo me. He still hasn't, but that's hilarious.
So there's some drama there for the league. There, I don't know what's going on with the engraving settlement funds.
That's fucking hilarious. Okay, so I guess I'll reach
Venmo out to Ryan, Jason, cause... and then Venmo me.
But then, so yeah, so Clinton and Chase and who's the third?
Roach.
Roach. Okay. Now let's move on to some more fun matters.
Ryan, can I touch on one thing regarding the championship? Adrian benching Tyler Bass, even though he's a Bills fan, even though he started him in round two, and putting in Kamini Fairbairn, that really was the difference in the entire league. Just changing kickers. I don't know what his logic behind it was, but that's like something that doesn't really happen too often, and ended up being the difference in the league.
Yeah. So Zintan, did you hear that?
Sorry, boys, that dropped.
Tots, can you go again?
Yeah, like the highlighted player personnel decision you made, Adrian, where in round two you had Tyler Bass, and I assume you've had Tyler Bass in like previous weeks as well as a Bills fan, but you benched him and you put in Kamini Fairbairn, and that ended up being the difference in the league. And not too often does like a kicker change in the championship to decide the league. What made you make that decision?
Yeah, that's actually a good point, Ty. I'm glad you noticed that. My strategy going to the playoffs, my bench is so ass that I really just had to really stick to my core team the whole year that I decided to pretty much shred the bench and just like pick up backup quarterbacks, extra defenses, extra kickers that, you know, had done kind of historically well. I had some good matchups to utilize them in the playoffs. And I think I looked at that kicker. And his previous game against Tennessee was kind of close. I think decided to go with him over Bass and kind of go against my heart a little bit, but follow some of the numbers more there because, to your point, kind of tight, could be tight, and it was a tight game, so it played out pretty well.
He put up 17 points against Tennessee in week 15, and you went back to the well. Yeah, outstanding move.
Yeah, wow. That's what makes you a champion right there. So great point out by Tots. Great.
My only regret is circumventing the great advice of Joe Flacco that I've received from you all. So I apologize. I apologize for the disrespect that I've shown towards Joe.
Yeah, Tots, can you touch
the past 3 weeks?
Tots, can you touch on that a little bit as a Ravens fan, seeing a rival like the Browns and Joe Flacco succeeding? Where's your heart? Where's your head? What do you think of it?
I love seeing it. I also love seeing Amari Cooper go off. Who I don't like seeing having success is Kevin Stefanski and Moore.
Moore?
Elijah Moore. He is an enemy to the Ravens franchise. He injured Kyle Fuller in week one of 2022, a Baltimore native, ended his career pretty much. He will never be forgiven. And seeing Elijah Moore having success because of Flacco disgusts me.
What, did he break his ankles?
No. He offensive pass interference that wasn't called and like tore the guy's ACL. It was absurd. I wanted blood.
No, I appreciate that.
Isn't Elijah Moore like retiring because of that concussion he had too recently?
What? I don't think so.
I didn't think so, but.
Oh. I thought people were like advocating for him to retire after that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he got hit hard, but that was like on Thursday, I think. Last Thursday. I hope he's not retired. Ty does.
But let's talk about something a little more fun here now, boys. The painting. Tots, do you have the equipment? Are you ordering the equipment?
I'm actually going to go to Hobby Lobby. I'm gonna it will be live streamed, my Hobby Lobby trip.
Let's go. Please send the link.
That's so much better than buying the stuff online.
Please send the link. And Zenteno, have you put in any thought? Maybe take a picture of you and Tatum in Miami, or What are you thinking? More abstract?
Ooh. I think yeah.
With Tank Dell in the background on crutches.
Yeah. Tank Dell. I think I have a majestic Great Dane in my life, and I think I'm going to find a beautiful picture of her and send that over the tots at some point. I just got to pick a good one.
Oh, that sounds like him.
That sounds let really him canvas nice. That out. Dogs I can hear be tough too. There's a lot
is, of is trail. It a male or a female dog?
It's a female Great Dane, spotted white and black.
Tots is pissed he can't paint a cock. Just kidding, Tots.
But I do know dogs are hard to paint, so this could be.
Dogs are hard to paint.
You may need to consult with what's his name, Bob Ross.
I don't have the steadiest hands either. I've taken too many 50-50 jeebs.
You take another one, it'll mellow you out.
Yeah, I think we take more is the answer.
That's a good idea.
That's the only way to help. I think if you just smoke cigarettes, artistry comes to you. I think that's how it works.
If you do, you can rip a couple 50-50s and then get like a Michelangelo Sistine Chapel set up where you're just laying down and painting above you.
A mural.
Wake up 2 hours later, you're like, oh yeah.
That's going to be exciting. I'm very excited for the live stream, so please don't forget to send that link.
Oh, is it live streamed? That's incredible.
Yeah, it will be because I'll need some company.
I love it.
That's going to be amazing.
I can actually probably even bring in the inspirational, the artists, if you will, that will be posing for you. I can probably bring her into the live stream.
That'll be great.
Yeah, I'd appreciate to meet her.
Yeah, maybe you can put her like on the Clemson football field.
Adrian can ride her into battle.
Oh, that's what you should do. Adrian riding her.
Yes, that's actually great. With like a crown.
You could maybe just a stick figure, Adrian, and you can imagine yourself.
I love it. These are all great ideas. Do I have to Photoshop these things myself, or can I just present the ideas to you, Tyler, and you can make it happen?
It doesn't necessarily need to be an image as long as you're being like descriptive enough, and I can
maybe jot it down on a
quick
draft.
Yeah, and I'll take it back for feedback.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then
snap a picture, send it over to him, type thing.
Yeah, I trust your creative. Give you some creative liberties there.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to it. So I think this is going to be a high quality piece from a high skilled guy. I know you are, Tots. So.
Yeah, no, I'll play some Bob Ross music too for the live stream.
Yeah, that just sets a vibe though. I will say there's
I love listening to that stuff.
That song, that theme song has some good vibes. So, Tots, as we finish up here, any thoughts, final thoughts for the league?
It was an incredibly hard-fought season. I love the banter. I love how heated things got. I didn't take down Nick Borgi and get revenge like I set out to do this season, but next season I'm going to be looking for it again, and my thirst will not be quenched until I beat him or knock him out of the playoffs or something like that.
Love to hear it. Borgie's on watch. Sour, any final thoughts from you?
Yes. First off, I like the introduction of a new medium in South Clem experience. A little ambivalent on, but the videos, I think, were a welcome addition. Every week until he stopped doing them.
I like the videos a lot.
Yeah, I think he should return to that medium and keep the podcasting to the professionals. With that being said, I think top of mind for the league, twofold. Rule changes. Start thinking about what you want implemented now so we can vote on it timely and we don't bring it up late August and then everyone's scrambling and nothing gets done. Two, in-person draft, we need to start talking about it, and we need to find a date if we want to do that. We can find a date for the draft regardless. That way we can
Put a flag in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think everyone agrees this is probably the most competitive, if not one of the most competitive leagues that everyone has. So I think getting a date set, whether we do something in person or not, is critical. That being said, we should totally do something in person, and we'll discuss more.
Yeah, and I do.
Summer rolls around.
I don't want to put a mandate out there, but I think like half the league is pretty easy to get to New York City. If we could somehow swing New York City, that would be, I think, first choices.
Yeah, sure, but I also think the idea of like alternating every year, like especially if Adrian has a place down in Clemson, you know, if that's in the cards as well, being able to flip flop.
I mean, I'm down to invite myself for sure.
I have an open invitation from Luis, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah. My final thoughts, you know, great league, great podcast. Disappointing performance on my part. Thought my team could have done better, especially towards the end there. You know, dropped the ball. So looking forward to correct those mistakes and new strategies next year.
Just imagine if you had Darren Waller instead of TJ Hawkins.
It would be a tougher year for sure. So now I turn it over to you, the champions in 10-0. Your final thoughts and close out the pod.
Thanks, boys. Another great season. Really enjoyed the ups and downs and the effort shown by everybody. Looking forward to next year. I love the punishment creativity as well. Tyler will be in touch. And, very much support an in-person draft. I think that's what this league needs and is lacking to take it to that elite level. So hope to do that in the off season, and let's start planning soon.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, boys.
Peace, guys. See ya.
Thank you.